time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
On Saturday, the world watched in horror as white supremacists gathered in Charlottesville, Virginia, ostensibly to protest the impending removal of a Robert E. Lee statue from a city park. They came brandishing weapons, helmets, and shields, Nazi flags, and other signs of their white nationalist beliefs. Counter-protesters came out to defend their city and the freedom of all Americans, and chaos ensued. One woman was killed when a white supremacist rammed his car, ISIS-style, into a crowd of peaceful counter-protesters, and the response from the president was not at all what a nation on edge needed. On Monday night, late-night TV got serious.
Even though The Tonight Show isn't a political show, it's my responsibility to stand up against intolerance and extremism as a human being. What happened over the weekend in Charlottesville, Virginia, was just disgusting. I was watching the news like everyone else, and you're seeing like Nazi flags and torches and white supremacists, and I was sick to my stomach. My daughters are in the next room playing, and I'm thinking, how can I explain to them that there's so much hatred in this world? They're 2 years old and 4 years old. They don't know what hate is. But as kids grow up, they need people to look up to show them what's right and good. They need parents and teachers, and they need leaders who appeal to the best in us. The fact that it took the president 2 days to come out and clearly denounce racists and white supremacists is shameful. And I think he finally spoke out because people everywhere stood up and said something.
Our hearts go out to the victims and their families, and it is difficult to express how heartbreaking it is to see something like this happening in our country. But here's one thing that's not difficult to express. Nazis are bad. The KKK, I'm not a fan. That wasn't hard. That was easy. I enjoyed saying it. Mm-hmm. But on Saturday, when the nation looked to our president to rebuke these hate groups, what he said was this.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides.
Many sides? Mr. President, this is terrorism, not your order at KFC.
On many sides. If that choice of words made you feel sick to your stomach, the good news is you're a normal and decent person. The jury is still out on the president as he initially refused to condemn the white supremacist movement in this country. Now, he did read a statement at the White House today that finally struck the right tone, but I'm sorry. Pencils down on this subject was Saturday evening. He only gets very partial credit. Some ignored it or played it down when Donald Trump claimed our first black president was born in this country. It was racist and insane, but he was written off as a clown, a bitter little man who didn't know an American could have a name like Barack Obama. Then he called Mexicans rapists during the speech announcing his candidacy. He called Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas. Then he brought Steve Bannon to the White House with him, worked to take away voting rights from black people, and hammered away at the idea that Chicago was a wasteland because of the violent black people living there. And now white supremacists and American Nazis are visible and energetic and demonstrative in a way we've not seen in our lifetimes. Donald Trump did not immediately denounce the white supremacist movement when given the chance. And now, whether he knows it or not, many of those people see him as leading that movement.
The White House tried it again, sort of.
On Sunday, the White House released this. The president said very strongly in his statement yesterday that he condemns all forms of violence, bigotry, and hatred. And, of course, that includes white supremacists, KKK, neo-Nazi, and all extremist groups. Okay, good. Finally, someone willing to stand up. Only we don't know who that person was because it was an unidentified White House spokesperson.
On Monday, after a weekend of criticism for his failure to call out the Nazis, Ku Klux Klan, and white supremacist groups by name, the president tried it again.
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans. We are a nation founded on the truth that all of us are created equal. We are equal in the eyes of our Creator. We are equal under the law, and we are equal under our Constitution. Those who spread violence in the name of bigotry strike at the very core of America.
When he did address the violence in Charlottesville, Trump didn't apologize, but presented his statement as an update on the Department of Justice civil rights investigation into the death of Heather Heyer, the woman hit by a car allegedly driven by an Ohio protester with ties to neo-Nazi groups. Trump made no mention of domestic terrorism in his remarks. He did, however, lash out at the chief executive of Merck Pharmaceuticals, Kenneth Frazier, who resigned from the president's American Manufacturing Council, saying he objected to Trump's Saturday statement blaming the violence on, quote, many sides. Less than an hour after the announcement, Trump tweeted, "Now that Ken Frazier of Merck Pharma has resigned from the president's Manufacturing Council, he will have more time to lower ripoff drug prices." Two other CEOs have reportedly followed Frazier's lead, with Under Armour's Kevin Plank and Brian Krzanich, CEO of Intel, also leaving the council. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these segments, I hope you'll consider a contribution. The Nicole Sandler Show and What's News are 100% listener-funded, and we can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.